stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Another translation says, to bring you to things that have been prearranged. Another translation also says, for I know the plans that I have for you. I know the plans. Everybody say, God has a plan for my life. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, there is a plan of God for your life right now. God has a plan for your life, and you have to believe that God has a plan for you. He has a plan for your victory, a plan for your healing, a plan for your success. God has a plan for your occupation. There's every area of your life has been covered. God has not left out any detail of your life. Amen. The Bible says that we are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus to produce good works. Amen. Hallelujah. For I know the plans or the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. So God's plan is not an evil plan. It is not a plan designed to hurt you or to harm you or to destroy you. It is a plan to bless you, to increase you. Amen. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. God is talking about restoration here. Amen. Now, the key to finding the plan that God has for you is found in verse 12 and 13. You say, well, God's got a plan for me. What is it? How do I know what it is? How do I find it? There's the key is in verse 12 and 13. It says, then shall you call upon me and pray unto me, and I will do what? I will listen to you. I will hear your prayer. He says, and you shall seek me. That's the key right there. You have to ask God, God, reveal the plan to me. Show me the plan. And his plan unfolds one day at a time. Amen. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And when you do that, God says, I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And then he says, basically what he says then, he says, and I will bring you back to a place of blessing and restoration. Hallelujah. Because evidently they had got out of the plan. God said, now I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you, and they are thoughts of good, not of evil. And he says, and I'll bring you back into that place. I'll put you back on the right plan. Some people are walking in the wrong plan. But I thank God today that you're here today and that you're at least you done found a part of God's plan. You know you're supposed to be in church. That's part of his plan for your life. Amen. Amen. God has a plan for your giving and your receiving. God has a plan for your seed and your bread. God has a plan for every detail of your life. Amen. God does have a plan, and we have to seek after him to find it. Now, we've been talking about three words: recovery, restoration, and reconciliation. That is a part of God's plan for your life, all three. God wants you to recover things that have been lost or stolen from you. He wants to restore things that you have lost through disobedience. You know, the restoration is because of things you lost because of disobedience. The recovery is because of things that the devil came and took. And the reconciliation is getting the relationship back right with God and your fellow man. Now, let's talk about those three. But I need you to listen very carefully, because when we talk about the plan, we're going to also be talking about the wisdom. God's plan already has built-in wisdom in it. Amen. And whatever God's assigned for you to do, whatever his plan is, there's a wisdom that goes with it that enables you to do it. And we're going to receive the plan and the wisdom today. I'm going to receive further enlightenment because I don't know all the plan. How many of you know that sometimes there's parts of the plan that remain a mystery? I'm going to show you by the Holy Ghost how to position yourself to have those mysteries revealed to you, and how to receive the wisdom of the plan, how to get the wisdom so that you can implement the plan, so that you can cooperate with God. Amen. God's concerned about every detail of your life, and he'll help you in every arena. But when you start mixing faith with that word and that word get in you, I'm learning some things. I'm seeing things I've heard for years and years. And, you know, I look back and say, Lord, how come I didn't dig in and get it when I first heard this? How come I didn't just dig in and get it? And I mean, just make this part of my life consistently. You know how we hit and miss? I don't want hit and miss anymore. How many of you don't want hit and miss anymore? I mean, I want to get in there, get in the plan, start working in the plan, working with the Holy Ghost, and let God do what he wants to do. Amen? Because he got a good plan and he's powerful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about recovery first. And we started off talking about 1 Samuel chapter 30. Let me just recap some things about David here in 1 Samuel 30. When David and his mighty men returned to Ziklag, they found tragedy. The Amalekites had invaded Ziklag, had burned it to the ground, and had taken all the women and the children captive. David and his mighty men were heartbroken, greatly distressed, grieved, and discouraged. And the Bible says that they cried until they had no more strength to cry. Now, that's deep grief there. When you cry till you can't cry no more. Then their tears turn to anger. Because they say, you know what, let's get this David. They discuss stoning him. They talk about killing David. They say, we done lost everything following this man. And so David had nobody around him to encourage him. So the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. And I believe that one of the ways that David encouraged himself, and a way that you can encourage yourself in the Lord, is to always think back to former victories. You can always dig back into that former glory when God brought you out of something that you thought you couldn't get out of. And you can encourage yourself in the Lord just thinking about what God has done for you. Amen. Praise God. Because when you get to a place where you think your life is over and you've lost everything, you better think back to a time when God blessed you. David encouraged himself. And then he did something really strategic. Before I tell you what he did do, let me tell you what he didn't do. He didn't develop a plan of his own and ask God to bless it. You know how we do that? We develop a plan. The Bible said there are many plans in the heart of a man, but it is the counsel of the Lord that will stand. It's the purpose of the Lord that need to stand. Amen. We plan all kinds of stuff, don't we? We make plans every day. And when David was in a very difficult situation, he didn't just come up with a plan and say, now, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. Lord, bless what I'm doing. No, he didn't do that. He didn't immediately pursue his wives and children. I almost say he didn't immediately gather together those men and say, come on, let's go get them. Because, you know, sometime when the pressure is on and he was under tremendous pressure, what am I going to do? We done lost everything. What am I going to do now? it would have been real easy to say, now look, boys, let's go get them. He didn't do that. David did not take matters into his own hands. So when you're in a difficult place, in a difficult spot in your life, don't take matters into your own hand. And he didn't try to appease his men or try to talk them out of stoning him. He didn't do those things. What he did do was this. He encouraged himself in the Lord. He set himself to seek, to inquire, and to ask the Lord what to do. In other words, he was seeking the wisdom of God, which is God's way of doing things. God's wisdom is his way of doing things. So David said, I know what I need to do. I'm in a tight spot here. I don't know what to do, but I do know one thing. I need to seek after God. I need to find out what God's plan is in this situation. How many of you know that every situation, the plan is not the same? You can't ditto a plan. Well, this worked last time. Let's just do this. You can't ditto a plan. You have to seek God. Because God knows all the players and all the hidden things that's going on in that circumstance. And there may be some stuff you're not even seeing that God wants you to address that differently. He had a different plan for the children of Israel in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, didn't he? He said, the battle's not your battle, it's my fight. Put the singles out in front. He didn't tell David that. Why? Different strategy. See, God is a master strategist. He's a master strategist. There's no strategist like God. God laid out the plan of redemption without any help from us. He don't need your help in trying to figure out what to do. The Lord is not going to inquire of you what needs to be done. We need to inquire of him what needs to happen. He put this situation in the hands of God, and he said, Lord, shall I pursue? And shall I overtake? Is this your plan? Lord, what do you want me to do? Do I stay here? So David, really, when he asked that question, he had accepted the option of doing nothing. Shall I pursue? The Lord could have said no. Well, he would have accepted that option. Well, we're not going to do anything. But God had another plan. Shall I pursue and shall I overtake? God revealed his wisdom and the plan for success. God's answer was pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio
be all right.
At 88.1.
You put your hands.
Call up somebody. Tell them it's gonna be all right. KAYT.
No need to
got the gospel. Transmitting all day.
Oh!